the clock with 6:24 to go. You give the defense just an extra couple seconds to catch their breath. Now they'll restart the clock, and third down and 7 coming up for USA. Big third down play for the Pirate defense. Harper pitches it out. Canfield is going to be stacked up near the 30-yard line, short of the first down by about 4 yards.
Yeah, Brian Dukowski, great speed coming over to get Canfield after a gain of a couple yards. Fourth down coming up for USA. They'll be forced to punt it away here. And the clock continues to run, 5:50 remaining in the game.
I think the Pirates have all their timeouts left in the second half, do they not?
I believe so.
5:40 to play now in the football game. The Patriots looking at a fourth down and 4. They'll come out in punt formation. Tim Canfield in to do the kicking duties. The ever dangerous Aaron Gither back deep on the return team for Harbor Beach. He is standing near the 35-yard line. Canfield with a booming punt that'll be fielded at the 33. Ginther up over the 40 to the 45, up to the 43-yard line before he's brought down. Actually, penalty markers flying all over the place here. We've got 4 of them out on the field.
Yeah, we had a little fracas out there. Kyle Kramer got into it with Keith Gainforth, and I think you might see some offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct penalties there, as it looked like Kramer was stepping on Gainforth there, then Gainforth kind of kicked back. So we'll see what the officials call here. See the officials on the sideline talking with Troy Schelke.
And Gainforth brought that football back over the 45-yard line, closer to the 47. So that's where the ball stands at the moment on the return with 5:08 to go in the football game. The official still talking with head coach Troy Schelke. And now a penalty marker thrown again by the referee. So let's sort this out. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Harbor Beach.
I think we're going to have unsportsmanlike conduct also against Troy Schelke or Ron Rubel on the sideline. I'm not sure. They're pointing at both of them there, so either way, Harbor Beach is going backwards, and you can hear the fans, they are not pleased.
Right. So apparently there is no call against USA then for the retaliation?
That's what I'm seeing as of right now. There's still a flag laying on the field, so maybe I saw two flags come in right away on that play right here in front of us. And I'm not sure what the status is right now of Kyle Kramer. He's on the sideline. I'm not sure if he's been ejected from the game or not. And yes, he has.
He has.
Okay, they just made the... And all the calls are going against Harbor Beach here, so... So Kyle Kramer has been removed from the game, which...
The official giving his explanation of these penalties has me completely confused, because he did give the ejection signal on Kramer.
And it's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Kramer, and then also an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on
the
sideline.
Yes, the
whether
bench.
It was Coach Schelke or Ron Rubel or one of the players, I'm not sure. I believe it was Coach Schelke said something to the official, and he didn't like what he had to say. Either way, Harbor Beach just got 30 yards in penalties here. They went from having the ball near midfield to having it at the 18-yard line.
Somehow I don't think he invited them out for pizza after the game.
They won't be going to Smalley's for a drink, that's for sure.
Pass out for Tom Sutherland, intended for Tom Sutherland, falls incomplete, and that'll stop the clock with 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter.
And that's really an unfortunate thing. I mean, kind of the heat of the moment here, the players kind of getting into it a little bit. I can see that, but
right.
The coach needs to keep his composure on the sideline there. He costs his team 15 yards, and... and it's an awful time for that to happen with 5 minutes left to go in a very tight ball game here, in a game in which, Harbor Beach has a chance to win as well. So Harbor Beach will have to overcome some of these penalties here.
Sorensen back to throw, looking to pass, is batted away, incomplete. Knocked down by number 50, Alex Corey. So Jason, the momentum, I think, has been shifted just a little bit, too, because the Pirates go down the field, score. They stop the Patriots, get the football back, have it in decent position. Now all the penalties take place. Now they seem just a little bit frazzled, now staring at a third down and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Things are kind of going against them here.
Yeah, they definitely didn't help themselves with the penalties there. They had all the momentum going for them, and a nice return to Ginther on the punt return, but still lots of ball game left to be played here.
Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier, and he will push the football up to the 24-yard line with 4:45 to play. Pirates going to have to kick it away here and again turn it over to the defense in order to get that football back. Fourth down and 6 coming up. Clock continues to run, 4:25 to go in the ball game. Tim Canfield back deep on the return for USA. Ginther in to do the kicking duties. We've got some confusion now on the Pirate offense, lacking a player as Sean Sorensen comes running out. A high snap. Ginther pulls it down, gets the kick away. It's a nice kick that will take a Pirate bounce and be downed near the 43-yard line. So with just under 4 minutes to go in the football game, USA getting the football back. They have a four-point lead, 24-20. Pirate defense going to have to come big here again in order to get the football back and give the offense yet another try to try and win this football game.
Yeah, just it was unfortunate for Harbor Beach there. Just the wind taken out of their sails there for sure. Just the penalties on the punt return there just backed them up. Wasn't able to do anything offensively, and now USA with a chance to salt this one away at 4 with 3:55 to go.
At their own 43-yard line, they will hand it off. And again, getting stacked up at the line of scrimmage was the Patriot ball carrier. That was Brandon Harper. He'll pick up about a yard on the play, second down and 9 coming up.
And I see the official taking a real close look at Brian Dukoski as Chris Harper is carrying out his ball fake. Dukoski driving him to the ground. And Dukoski coming out of the game right now, I think, just to kind of get the emotions under control here as Harbor Beach is having a bit of a meltdown here, and USA, just like I said earlier, just trying to get out of here now with the victory.
Second down and 9, and the Patriot offense going to run as much time off that clock as possible. 3:15 to go. They'll take the snap, hand it off. Tyler Dick, the ball carrier. He has a first down and a little bit more as he is finally taken down inside the 35-yard line.
Well, that's exactly what USA needed, first downs, and a touchdown would be even better here for them, as it would have probably officially put this game out of reach for Harbor Beach. But nice job there by Tyler Dick, again getting the tough yards up the middle. Harbor Beach, no answer for him tonight, as he's having a pretty decent ball game, Tyler Dick. I don't think he's, besides that one touchdown, right, I think he's just the one touchdown here and a two-point conversion, unofficially, by my official stats here.
First and 10 for USA on the Patriot, or rather on the Pirate 31-yard line. Canfield, the ball carrier. Canfield breaks free over the middle. Going to take a bunch of Pirates to try and bring him down. He has the first down, and we've got another penalty marker on the far side of the field.
Yeah, Canfield carried about 6 defenders from Harbor Beach. When they tried stripping the ball from him, they were unable to get the ball, but I think we're going to have a face mask penalty on Harbor Beach.
2:32 left to play in this football game. And it is a face mask call against Harbor Beach. So I'm sure Coach Schelke would like to have the final 6 minutes of this football game back in order to play it a little bit differently than he has.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well, and it started on that punt return, and it's been all USA ever since. As Kyle Kramer ejected from the ball game, and he was escorted to the locker room just a few minutes ago, and things have just gone from bad to worse from that point on for the Pirates.
First and 10 for USA. They have it at the Pirate 12-yard line. 2:10 to go in the ball game. Handoff goes up the middle. And let's see here, almost enough for another first down. I believe it will be another first down as he's taken down the ball carrier. I believe that was Tim Canfield the ball carrier, going to be hauled down.